Be'ezah Shemiz Bochur begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ritzecha Shemiz Nefesh, in the laws of murderer, which we're in right now, and that of regarding saving a life, and the saving the Zeke in the book of damages. So in this Perek we discuss regarding someone murder someone else, through a hitman, and some, depending on different types of victims, what the halacha is. As Rambam begins halacha alpha regarding someone commits the murder himself. Kolahoyrik chaver biyoder. Someone murders his friend with his own hands. Kugon shiko b'sayif, he hits him with a sword. Or with a stone that could kill. Or he chokes him until he dies. Or he burns him in the fire. But since ultimately, at the end of the day, he killed him himself, and isn't that a he's going to be executed in the court. Now, halacha base contains regarding what happens if he hires a hitman to kill him. And those are the law of someone who commits suicide. Aval hasecher hoirig laharig eschaber. Someone hires someone to murder his friend. Or he sends his slaves to go and kill him. Or he ties him down, and he puts him right in front of a lion. And things similar to this. And then the wild animal kills him. Or someone commits suicide, kills himself. Every one of these cases, he's considered someone who spills blood. And the sin of the murder is on his hands. And therefore, in regards to heaven, he's liable for death. But the court does not execute because it wasn't done actively by the person himself. How do we know that this is the law? It says in the pasuk in the beginning of the Torah in Bereishis, someone who spills the blood of a man in front of a man. In other words, in front of witnesses. So then, his blood will be spilled. That refers to someone who kills by himself, not through any intermediary, not through any agent or hitman. When the pasuk continues, as dimchem lanafshei seichem, the blood for your souls, edrash I will seek, says Hashem. Zeharigasme, this refers to someone who kills himself. It's dimchem, your blood lanafshei seichem, that I'm going to seek. Miyat kol chayy dushenet, from the hand of every wild animal, I'm going to seek that. So that talks about someone who hands over his friend by binding him in front of a wild animal to maul him and kill him. That's from Kol Chaya. When it says in the pasuk, Miyad Adam, from the hand of man, Miyad Ishacha, from every person, from his brother, Edrash as Nefesh Adam, I'm going to seek the soul of the man. Zahasaycha Achem Laharkis Chaber. This refers to someone who hires others, a hitman, to kill his friend. Miyad Adam, Miyad Ishacha. That there's more than one person involved over here. Ubefeirish, Nem Beshlashtim, and regarding those other, the last three, the pasuk explicitly says, Lashon Drisha, a terminology of Hashem saying, I'm going to seek, which Hashem is going to punish. And it doesn't say, Dami Yashavach, like it says in the beginning of the pasuk. Haridina Mosul Hashem. So we see that the judgment is given up to heaven, to Hashem, and not to the courts. That's only if someone actively kills by himself someone else. Halacha Daud continues regarding the punishment of the murderers. Now, regarding all these murders we just discussed, or similar, that are not liable for the death penalty here in the human courts, but if the Jewish king wants to execute them according to the law of the kingdom and the rectification of the world, the king has permission to make this executive decision. So that the courts see fit to execute him for a temporary need. If the element in the Jewish world at that time required this because of the breach of what was happening, they have permission to do this according to what they see fit. Now, let's say the king does not kill them. Neither was there a certain breach that needed to be fixed by making a temporary allowance to execute such a causation murderer. But still, the courts at least have an obligation to really beat up this guy, hitting that's close to death. To lock them up in a confined area, and with famine many years, to pain many different types of pain, to cause fear and to intimidate Asharisham regarding all the other wicked people. That we're not doing anything about the guy who hires a hitman or some other way, that there should be a stumbling block. For Yemi's going to say, so you know what? I'm going to cause that my enemy should be killed. Just like that guy did and he got off the hook, I'll get off the hook too. No. So although we're not going to execute that person, we're going to do whatever it takes to really beat this guy up so that the other people learn a lesson and don't try to do the same thing. Halacha Vav continues regarding if the victim is a child or someone that's close to death. So echad harik es hagadol, whether he kills harik es hagadol, he kills an adult, or yes, a katan ben yom, or even a baby at 1 day old, ben zachem ben kibbeh, whether it's a male or female, doesn't make a difference. If it's a human soul, hariz an ergalov, he gets executed in harik bezodin if he killed deliberately. Hagadol, he has to go into exile in harik b'shkaga if he killed by mistake. V'hu shakol lechadasha. This I was saying, it's even a 1 day old baby, is as long as the baby was born full term. If they was born before a full 9 months, Hadir Kanefel then is considered as a miscarriage. Until the baby survived at least 30 days. And therefore, if someone kills the baby within 30 days, if it wasn't a full term, in that it does not get executed because you don't know if the baby would survive. Halacha Zayin. Whether someone kills a healthy person or it's a sick person that's close to death, even if he kills someone who's in the throes of death, still he gets executed for that. But if he's in the throes of death because of a human being, like for example, they beat him up until this guy was close to death, but he's in the throes of death, then how her good? Then someone who kills him then in Bezdin Mamisna, and then the court's not going to kill him because the Torah says v'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam meisumas, which teaches us that the one who kills him is only liable if he kills the whole nefesh, excluding this case, which others had already basically beaten him almost to death, and this guy does the last bit, then the court's not going to execute him. Halacha Ches continues regarding how the halacha changes if the person that's involved in either party, if he's a treifa, which haharig is a treifa, if someone kills someone with a mortal defect. Eating and drinking, he's walking the street, he looks like a regular person. The one who kills him is exempt from being executed in the courts because ultimately he's really a dead man walking because he's not really going to survive, he has a mortal defect. But any person that has a presumptive that he's intact, Bahargan kills him, Narag is going to be executed. Until you know definitively that the person is a treifa, the doctors say, Shemakazu, that this wound that he has, there really is no way of the world of medicine to heal such a person. And he's going to die with this. If someone doesn't kill him first, then that if you kill such a person, then you pass him into the other. Halacha tells now the other way around. Adam treifa shargas and nefesh. If a person that's a treifa, if he kills someone else, Nedek, he does get executed. Because Shneman says in the Pasig, in Devarim, even if he's, let's say, not guilty for the fact of the crime that he did, as we'll explain in a moment, but you have to liquidate evil from your midst. And if this guy's a murderer, you have to get rid of him. But this is only if he killed in front of a court. But if it's in front of witnesses, he's going to be exempt. You know why? Because it's false. Because you need witnesses to testify in front of the courts. The problem is that testimony is not valid. Why? Because maybe that pair of witnesses is going to have hazama done on them, which is that people tell them, how could you have said that you saw that this guy murdered when you were with us in a different place at the same time, you couldn't have been there. Now, the imhuzmu, the problem is, if there's hazama done to them, einim naragim. Those witnesses do not get killed, which generally that is the case. The ones who testify and they're found to be huzam, they get the same punishment. Here they cannot. You know why? Because what were they planning to do? They're planning to kill the treva by falsely saying that he killed someone else, which that's deserving of death. The problem is, if someone's trying to kill a treva, we said in the previous halacha that he's exempt from Mises Bezdin. So any testimony is not fit for Azama. In other words, you cannot fulfill the halacha of Azama, which is to give them the punishment that they were trying to do, which was to kill him, they wouldn't be killed. So then Eina Eidz B'din Nefash, and regarding capital punishment, that's not considered valid testimony. And therefore, you can't kill the treif in the first place. And therefore, if it wasn't in front of the Bezdin, it was only in front of Edom, he's going to be off the hook. Halacha Yud continues regarding killing a non-Jew or a slave. Echad Ahari gets Yisrael. Now, whether someone kills a Jew or a Harig Ebi Kanani who kills a non-Jewish slave, and he's an Ergalov, he gets executed for killing that person. Harig B'shkog, and they killed by mistake, he has to go into exile. But originally, someone that killed a resident convert, which is a non-Jew who dwells in Eretz Yisrael that accepted the seven Noahide laws, which are Benoich's commandment, but he didn't have any circumcision, didn't toil for purposes of Geiris, he just keeps the seven mitzvah of the Noah. So if he killed such a person, the Jew does not get executed in the courts, because if a man's going to be plotting to kill his friend, which teaches Re'eyu, but not a guy. So that's a ger toishim, which at least keeps seven mitzvahs b'nei minayach. You don't have to say that he's not going to get executed regarding a Gentile who doesn't have any mitzvahs like a Jew. The echad ahariga is the ebed achem or ahariga abdi. Now, whether someone kills his friend's slave or his own slave, For him, he gets executed, even though he's a not-Jew, because Shoevet keep a lot of mitzvahs, because a non-Jew that's a slave at least keeps the mitzvahs like a woman has, and therefore, he's added on to the inheritance of Hashem, and therefore, in that regard, like a Yisrael, that if someone murders him, he's going to be executed. Now, but what is the difference between someone's own slave and someone else's slave? Regarding his own slave, he has permission to hit him to get him, make sure that he does work because he's kasboy, he owns him. If let's say he hit him with such a force that there's enough that he could have killed the slave, but not lomas, and actually the slave is teetering on death. But he survives the 24 hours, and then only then that he dies. For his own slave, if he did this, he would not be executed. Because although we see obviously at the end that he died because of the wounds, because it says in the Pasuk, lo yukam, that there's not going to be any revenge, because he's his money. Now, what does the Pasuk say that if he survives a day or two? Which one is it, a day or two? It means, a day that's like two, which is a 24-hour period, which is the amount of time of a day, but it could be over 2 days. And therefore, we see that as long as he survives 24 hours, the master that killed his slave is not going to be liable. Halacha yigim avalamaka ebet she'enish le, but if he kills the slave that's not his own, some other Jewish person's non-Jewish slave, even if he dies after many days, but if it's because of that inflicted wound, hoyvei kogidei lama, since he hit him to be able to kill him, so then he gets executed like as if he killed any other free person. Halacha yadal, it says, Ram Yirol, it appears to me, shamakas abdoi, that if someone hits his slave, Besakin with a knife, Vesayev and the sword, or the Evan or the stone, or the Egger or the fist, or things similar like that. Vamdula Misa, and they evaluate that this could kill him. Vamesan, he dies. So then that's not within the limitations, the statute of limitations of a day or two. Even dies after a year, Nergalov, the master is going to be executed for that. And Lakachnem Besheva, that's why it says in the story that if he hits his slave with a stick, because the Torah only gives him permission to hit him with a staff, or makal on a stick, or the two on the strap, or hits him with things like that, which is to get him to do work. But now with a hit that's meant to murder, like with a sword, what are you hitting with a sword? That is no such dispensation, even for one's own slave. Now, if someone sells a slave, but he makes up with him, but for the next 30 days, he could still work him, even though he sold him already. Now, one of these two masters, the old one or the new one, if any one of them hits him with him the next 30 days and he kills him, either one of those masters is going to be executed. And neither one of them is going to have the dispensation of that it's only limited up until a day or two. Why? Harishin, the first master, is not his designated money anymore because he really sold him. So he does not have that dispensation. But the second one, who's ultimately going to be his master, but he's not under him yet because he's still working these last 30 days for his first master. So neither one of them has a full dispensation of the master, and therefore actually either one of them would be liable. So if someone's half slave, half free person, where let's say there was two owners and one let him free and one's still working with him, or even a servant of two partners, neither one of them is going to have the dispensation, the limitation, the leniency of a day or two. Because he's not for either one of them his designated monetary ownership. Therefore, he's going to be executed because kasba, who it says in the Torah, means it has to be his money. But if he shares with another partner, it's not designated just for him. And therefore, he's going to be executed for killing him, just like any other person amongst the people.